Theater 5 presents The Birthday Present.
Service here.
Just a second. I'll be right there. All right, I'm coming.
What'll it be? Fill her up. Lazy on a horn, mister. There's no need for that.
Don't you ever look who's inside a car? Your eyes always on the ground?
Lenny. That's you, Lenny?
Sure, it's me. I'm one of a kind.
Oh, gee, it's good to see you. It's been a long time. Must be 2-3 years.
I left my calendar home. Come on now, let's not all get choked up with emotion just because I happen to be in the neighborhood and drop by.
Okay, but we got a lot to talk about. Come on up the house, I'll close up shop.
No, I don't have the time. Just something I want to tell you.
Well, at least come on in the office. I hardly remember what you look like.
All right, but just for a minute.
All right, you're looking great, Lenny. Prosperity, huh?
Yeah, I got it made. Well, one of us has to amount to something. Nothing's changed about you. You still look like you're ready to dig a hole and crawl in. What's the percentage, Jack? What do you get out of life?
Lenny, your clothes are new, but that's about all. Still a sarcastic mouth. I was hoping...
What, did I take after you? Big brother? Yeah, father, mother, big brother, all rolled into one.
Okay. What was I supposed to do when the folks died? Toss you into the street, forget about you? Maybe I shoulda. I sure didn't do much of a job bringing you up. So I failed.
What do you mean, failed? You didn't fail at all. You gave me a fine example of what I didn't want to be.
At least it's nice to know you haven't come after money. Last time, you didn't even bother letting me know. You just helped yourself and practically wrecked the office.
I was broke, in a tight spot. I needed the money.
You might have asked me, that's all.
And get the big brother routine? All about the kind of life I was leading, what a bum I was, all of that? All I wanted was the dough, not a lot of talk. Besides, I apologize, didn't I?
And that makes the difference, huh? Hurt people, walk over them, ruin everything you touch, and then apologize. What does that change? Nothing. What'd you come for, Lenny?
To tell you something. You're going to have a visitor.
A visitor?
Yeah. My girlfriend, Pearl. Pearl Hall.
What is this? I know your kind of women. Why is she coming here?
I have to be away for a while. I didn't want to leave her alone. Now, you got an extra room in the house, so you can put her up. Say, you've got that extra room, haven't you? I mean, you haven't gotten married or anything like that, have you?
No, I'm not married.
That's what I figured. I didn't think you'd do anything like that, so you got plenty of room. Just let Pearl stay here till I come back.
Nothing doing, Lenny. I don't want her. Whoever or whatever she is, tell her not to come.
Wait, I can't do that because I put her on the bus just before I drove down. She's on her way. Be here before the evening's over. Well, it's sure been a nice visit. What do I owe you for the gas?
What do you owe me for a lot of things? What do you owe me for the years I spent trying to bring you up? The sacrifice. What do you owe me for the years gone down the drain? I tried to do something for you. I tried to make something out of Christmas, holidays, birthdays. What did I get? You never even gave me a 10-cent store tie for a birthday present.
What are you, a kid crying because I didn't bake you a cake with candles? Okay, I promise you. Your next birthday, I'll give you a present. How old are you going to be then? 50? 60? 100? If you remind me, I'll even sing you happy birthday.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here!
This is your stop, lady.
Thank you. Come on, Petey.
We here already?
Yes, come on. Open your eyes. We have to get off.
Okay. I'll get the bag.
It's too heavy.
No, let me.
Well, all right, but hurry.
Hey, wait a second, lady. We got a schedule. You getting off?
Yes. Hurry, Petey.
All right, Ma.
Where did you say it was?
That road there. Stay on it till you get to the junction. The filling station is right there. The house is right behind it.
Thank you. Is it far?
Good exercise.
Come, Petey. You cold?
No, not real cold.
It isn't very far.
Why didn't we go into town? Maybe we could have got a ride.
We don't know anybody, and we sure haven't got any money for taxi cabs.
Oh, I thought Lenny...
He paid our bus fare. That's all.
Oh. Let me carry the suitcase.
No, it's too heavy. You'll strain yourself.
Then let me carry the package.
All right.
What's in it?
I don't know.
Didn't Lenny tell you?
No, just that it was important and not to let anything happen to it, so be careful.
Boy, it's sure wrapped up. Must be important. Is it part of the house?
I don't think so. Not very far. I have an idea. Maybe it'll make the time go faster if we sing.
Oh, I don't sing good, Ma.
Oh, sure you do. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Come in just a minute.
Yes?
Mr. Norman, I'm Pearl Hall. Your brother, he told you I'd be here.
Yes, he told me.
This is my son, Petey.
Your son? You mean Lenny's?
Oh, no. I was married. I only know Lenny a few months.
Oh, what's the matter with the boy? He looks tired.
The bus driver let us off at Route 3. We walked to the junction.
That's a good 3 miles.
Well, we didn't realize.
Oh, I'm sorry keeping you at the door. Come on in. Come on in. Boy must be tired. You too.
Thank you. Can we get something to eat? Are you hungry, Petey?
Yes.
Here, I'll take the suitcase and the package, too.
No, I gotta keep it. Lenny said it was important.
Well, you hold on to it by all means. I just wanted to be helpful. You'll have to excuse the house. A man running a house doesn't amount to anything.
You don't have any family?
No, I'm a bachelor. I used to hope when Lenny got married, maybe he'd live here. I guess that's why I wanted a house big enough for a family. But I suppose when you marry, you'll live in a big town, an apartment probably. Lenny thinks this place is, for the birds, he says.
He told you about our getting married?
No, but he said you were his girlfriend, and seeing how different you are from what I expected, I figured maybe this time he's serious.
What kind of a girl did you expect?
Well, different. You're so, well, quiet, I guess. The others were more showy.
Oh.
He said he'd be back. Did he tell you when?
No, I'm sure it won't be long.
He talk about his plans with you?
Plans?
Well, I mean the both of you.
Oh, well, it isn't really definite, but...
I'm sorry. Here, you're tired and hungry, and I'm giving you the third degree. Okay, no more questions. Sit down, relax. I'll stir up some supper. And the giant said to the prince, "You give me the bag of gold or I'll cut your head off." But quick as a flash, the prince wrapped himself in his invisible cloak so the giant couldn't see him at all. "Where are you?" the giant roared, but the prince just laughed.
Jack, he doesn't really need any bedtime story. You've put in a hard day's work.
Please, Jack, please. Just a little more.
I don't mind, Pearl. I get a kick out of it.
So what happened with the prince after that?
Petey.
Well, I am kind of tired. Will you read me more tomorrow night?
If you're a good boy.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. It's a miracle, Jack.
What is?
What's happened to Petey? Why, he's happy. He doesn't keep to himself locked inside like he used to. He's opened up. He laughs and plays and gets into trouble, like most kids.
Well, it's a novelty having a boy in the house, an empty house. With the two of you, it's kind of like a home.
Is that what it is, having us here, a novelty?
Pearl, we've talked about a lot of things, about when you were a girl and your marriage, and I know about Petey, but the important thing we haven't talked about.
Important thing?
You and Lenny. He said he's coming back for you, Pearl. Now, I know the kind of fellow Lenny is. I know he's done a lot of things just this side of the law and a couple of things on the other side. He's the kind of fellow who likes to live dangerously.
What are you trying to say, Jack?
Look at me, Pearl. I'm 45 years old. I'll be 45 tomorrow. Most of my hair is gone. I own a little filling station. I'm where I was 20 years ago, and it's about where I'll stay. Now, I never told my boss to drop dead. I never gambled. I never lost my head over a woman. Nothing. I guess I'm not a very exciting kind of fella. I mean, I wouldn't have much to offer anybody.
Well, maybe you should give that anybody a chance to speak for herself.
But you're another man's girl, my brother's girl. Lenny is coming back.
Why don't you ask me how I feel?
Lenny will be back.
I hope he never comes back.
Pearl.
Oh, yes, I know. Life with Lenny would be a roller coaster, and I wanted to ride on a roller coaster. Some fun, some excitement. It seemed like I'd never had anything but trouble and worry. And then there was Lenny. I knew he was bad, but there was a kind of excitement.
Yes, I know. I'm not an exciting person. With me, you don't have to ask what tomorrow will be like. It'll be like yesterday.
Well, that's what I want, Jack. I never knew what it was with Lenny. The kindness, the tenderness, the consideration I found here. Lenny's my age, but he's a stranger. You're 20 years older, and I can feel I've come home here. You talk about Lenny. I love you, Jack.
Pearl, I don't have the right. Lenny will be coming back for you.
Higher. Right there.
You think you'll like it?
Oh, it's beautiful. You sure fixed up the room real nice.
You think Jack will be surprised?
He sure will. I know he will.
That cake. Boy, it's terrific.
Oh, I just threw it together.
Come on, it took you hours. But it looks great.
You're really excited, aren't you, Petey?
We never had a surprise party before.
Well, we never knew Jack before.
Listen, I hear him. What time is it?
5 to 9.
It's Jack. He always comes home at 9. Quick, put out the lights.
Hey, why is it dark in here? Pearl? Petey? What's happening?
Surprise, surprise!
Hey, what is this?
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday, dear Jack. Happy birthday to you.
Gosh, that's right. I don't know what to say. This is wonderful.
Did we surprise you, Jack? Did we?
It certainly did.
Ma baked the cake and I decorated the room.
It's beautiful.
You have to blow out the candles, Jack, in one breath and make a wish.
Oh, of course.
Think of a good wish, Jack.
Yes, a good wish.
I know my wish. All right, now. Yeah.
All out. You blew them all out. You'll get your wish.
I wonder what that is.
They're stopping here. I'll see. Don't worry. I'll see what it is. Yes?
State police.
Oh?
I'm sorry to break in on you and the missus. I see you have a little party going, but I got to talk to you.
Sure.
Now, we've been working on a bank job in Warrenburg for about a month. We got a tip on a fellow today, and we've been trailing him. We headed him off this afternoon, and a couple of shots got tossed around. He stopped one of them.
Yeah?
He got away, but he won't get far on foot. Now, he's got a gun, and he's dangerous. So we're warning all the residents to be on the lookout.
Okay. And thanks.
Just keep on guard. You notice anything, put through a call, fast.
Thanks for the information, officer.
Are you, thinking what I am?
Lenny? Oh, there's no reason to think that.
Yes, there is a reason. Wait, I'll prove it.
Where are you going?
The package. I'm going to get it.
Jack, are we going to cut the cake?
Oh, in a minute, Petey, in a minute.
Here it is. Petey, why don't you go down to the corner for some ice cream?
Okay.
Here's the package. It's still wrapped up.
What? It's money. Bills. Filled with them. Well, what do you think we ought to do?
I'll save you the trouble of making a decision. I'll take it.
Lenny.
I used to live here too, remember? I opened the window to the basement and hid there. I don't know how long it was. I must have passed out.
You're hurt.
Yeah. Flying lead. I got some of it. My shoulder.
Let me help you.
Get me a drink. Ask Jack. He'll tell you where he keeps it.
I know where.
Yeah, I guess you know your way around here by now. Hey, you having a birthday party? Your party, Pearl, or Petey's?
Mine.
How about that? Well, I tell you what. Let's have the money, and I'll give you a bill for a present. How's that? Don't play games with me, Jack. Just give me the money.
Here's your drink.
Put it down. I'll take my money, Jack. And I'll take my girl.
Here's the money. But you're hurt. You need help.
I'll get help soon as I'm safe. Come on, Pearl.
But the boy, you can't, Lenny.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the kid would be a drag. Okay, the kid can stay with you. Okay, Jack, you got a son without ever having to bother with a wife.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you and me. We're leaving. Now. And don't provoke me.
What will you do? Shoot me? You're going to decide what happens to my son and to me?
Yeah, I'll decide. Now. Jack never made a decision in his life. A real decision, I mean.
I'm making this one. You want to go? Go. But the boy stays and Pearl stays. You sent her here. I didn't want her, but she came and I saw what life could be.
You're telling me that you've fallen for my girl? That's funny.
What's funny, Lenny?
Look, Pearl, once we put this place behind us, you'll see different. We'll send for the kid as soon as we're set.
She's set right now. You're not taking her.
You out of your mind? I still have a gun.
Then shoot me. You were right, Lenny. The life I was leading, I might as well be dead. Shoot me.
I don't get this. Everything's upside down. I look down on you. You were a fool. I was the bright boy. I knew the answers. Now I don't know. I don't know anything. What's the score here? That you're right and I'm wrong. Have I been running because I was afraid to stop? I'm all mixed up. I can't think right. Tell me what to do.
Are you asking me?
Skip it, big brother. Where's the phone?
Right there.
Get me the police. State police.
What are you doing?
Hello, police? Hold it. All right, Jack. Tell him.
Tell him what?
That you captured the guy who did the bank job.
No.
I still got the gun. Tell him.
This is Jack Norman at the filling station near the junction.
Lenny, give yourself up. It'll go easier with you.
Yeah, give me that. Listen. There's a reward. The one who turns him in, correct? No matter who, family, friend, or anyone, correct? Yeah. Right here, waiting. And bring a doctor. There's a repair job needed.
Reward? What reward?
For the man who turns me in. You don't think you'd be able to take care of a family with your two-bit filling station, do you?
Why, Lenny?
Because all of a sudden I'm winded. I've been running all my life. I don't know how to stop. Maybe if I... Nah, it's because I never give you a present. I never gave you a birthday present, did I, Jack? Not in all those years. Well, maybe this makes up for it, huh? How about it, Jack? I gave you a present after all. Wife, son, and a stake in the future. How about that for a present?
Theater 5 has presented The Birthday Present, written by Max and Lillian Burton and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, George Petrie, Cliff Carpenter, Ann Hilton, Alan Howard, and Robert Dryden. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.